You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Wait a minute, did you Harlem Shake?
I sure the fuck did.
Oh, shit. Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. I'm your host, Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University, class of 01. And yes, I graduated summa cum laude. I don't think anybody gets that.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
I do.
Yeah. The sex talk specialist. I drink rum, which is in the red cup. I jerk off. And I always have 100 tabs and running. As always, I got my podcast partner in crime, Corey, a.k.a. County Trill, a.k.a. put your legs on his shoulders and just relax, a.k.a. man who once put on a jockstrap and did the perfect Millie Rock.
And just that?
Just that. I kept it simple.
But my ass would be out.
There you go.
I don't want my ass. Yo, you know how crazy this sounds?
When you think about it, you're like, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute.
This nigga want me to get arrested. Just a jock strap, my ass hanging out and shit. Look at any given Sunday and shit. What the fuck is that?
When you think about it, it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right. So, this episode is called June Is.
And June Is?
June Is. June is a lot of things. So, first we're going to start with some announcements. Make sure you tune in to Baltimore County Favorite Podcast YouTube channel. A new episode is out today featuring me, the man right here, the homie in Atlanta, Huss.
Oh. Poppy.
Hard Poppy Huss. And we got called old niggas. So make sure you tune in to that.
I still don't know why though. Like,
yeah, that was very perplexing. So check that out. That's out today. As of right now. Today's Saturday, so go check that out. Let's see. Porn
Club. Oh, Norm too. Norm.
Oh yeah, Norm.
Fly Guy Norm.
Fly Guy Norm. We can't forget about Norm.
Yeah, shout out to him. Grr. Bop, 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 bop. Sorry.
Oh my god. Oh man. So porn clip of the week. Porn, man, I found this.
Porn clip of the week.
Porn clip of the week. Well, it's actually clips. So if you jump on X videos, I love X videos, and search Andel Flow Sensual. Just type Ebony Massage.
I was watching that this week, nigga. Yo, I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yo,
that motherfucker be running his motherfucking elbow. Then he like, shit, I'm trying to fuck.
I'm right here.
Hey, yo, that nigga.
And then legs be spread. He be pulling them in.
Yo, that's crazy. I was just. It's some good shit right there.
Right?
My nigga, yo.
That's why we do this.
Yo, this nigga get to swimming with his elf. This nigga turn into a motherfucking boat.
Bruh.
Nigga start throwing bowls on him.
It be the thick Jones, too. Yeah. So he be in there.
Nigga get that elbow to nipple ratio. Nigga was like,
There we go. See?
That's fucking crazy.
So just type in Ebony Massage.
Some good shit.
Just like the top
Avery
row.
Jane is on the live.
What up, though?
Oh, my God.
What up,
shout
to
out
homie?
To a friend of the show, Avery Jane.
We set it up. She coming on. Much love. She coming on real soon.
Oh,
did I give that away? I just gave it away. I'm so excited.
Saying, that Ebony Massage joint is
it's fire.
Yeah,
buddy.
That nigga know what he doing.
Had me taking notes
like, yo,
fuck grad school. I'm going to massage school.
Yo, he be oiling the shit out of them too.
Bruh.
Like, That nigga.
I was taking that notes nigga. For real, for real.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Real heaven. Soon. Hey, so do you, sorry, while we have you on the live, like, how you feel about the Ebony Massage scenes? Are you interested in stuff like that? Are you interested in doing the Ebony Massage machine? It looked kind of, oh my God.
Well, that's a different one.
Oh.
So this is all dude right here. That's all his.
Boy, he's smoking the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, bruh.
Hey, it's me. Hey. Nah, he.
Yeah.
Nigga, that. And you know, respect to him because this nigga utilized his whole body. He used arms. This nigga uses his. This nigga get the swimming in the body, B.
Well,
like,
That's actually a tech. Oh,
Telemundo.
Sabro gigante. Yeah. But it's actually a Japanese massage technique called Nuru massage, where they use their whole body to kind of like slide up and down your body to massage you. So it's.
Lauren, can I get one of them? From you. Thanks.
Hey, what's that gif with Bart Simpson? At least you tried.
I said that on a fucking episode. That's
if you
can I have one?
If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
That's a fact.
You know.
Real soon. That's crazy, man.
Oh man. So yeah, porn clip of the week. Clip. Check it out. Get your
massage. What's his handle? Pause. Hey, yo. We just trying to get a nigga a shout out. That is it's really not the episode to say shit like that.
So look up Andell Flow Sensual. A-N-D-E-L-L. Flow Sensual. He's got about 13 videos right now. He's got a Twitter. Flow_sensual. But yeah, my man is... He's onto something. Like,
yo, that's crazy. I definitely was watching. I went down a rabbit hole. So I was like, nah, this shit.
I went down a rabbit hole and stopped right there.
Yo,
it was like walking. I was like, oh. Well, let me park it right.
Look at that clip. Look at that. Oh, wow.
And that's just where I sat. I think I watched all of them.
Me too, nigga. I'm top.
Yeah. Oh shit. So yeah, definitely.
You can do it that chill, Tracy. You can get me in trouble.
All right. So on to today's topic. So today's topic is called June Is. And shout out to on Instagram, the page is called Say It With Sex. SAYITWITHSX. And they put up a picture collage of different things that June is, right? So that's why I'm piggybacking off of that. So first of all, June is Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. So, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go down the line. Okay, so June is Juneteenth, Pride Month, Men's Health Month, Summer Solstice, Father's Day, Soul Food Month, and Black Music Month.
All right. Okay, so you're
going to... I'm going to...
All
right, yeah.
Because I got questions.
Yeah, so for Juneteenth, you know what Juneteenth is?
Yes, but can you...
Yep.
...explain? Because I need clarity of exactly what Juneteenth is.
Okay, so Juneteenth takes place June 19th every year. And it's also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day. And it started in Galveston, Texas... And what happened was they found out in Texas that in June 19th, 1865 in Galveston, Texas, they found out they were free. They had been the Civil War was pretty much over. Okay, I'm gonna read it. June 19th, also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, is a holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who had been enslaved in the United States. Originating in Galveston, Texas, it is now celebrated annually throughout the United States. It is commemorated on the anniversary date of June 19th, 1865 announcement, General Order Number 3, by some general proclaiming freedom from slavery in Texas. So it started in like Texas and Louisiana. I had never heard of it because like my grandfathers, my grandparents were all from like North Carolina, Georgia. Mm-hmm. They all moved to Detroit. So when they was like, oh, everybody on this side of the country was free, you know, news moved slower. Mm-hmm. So news of the slaves in Texas being free didn't get there until like a year after the Civil War had ended. And so the slave owners were like, well, fuck it, we can get some free labor out of them. Mm-hmm. They don't know. Mm-hmm. So when the Union soldiers showed up, they was like, what the fuck y'all doing? Mm-hmm. They was like, you know what
I mean? I just imagine that in modern times. Hey.
Like.
Fuck going on here?
Right. And they like,
man, put that shit down.
Excuse me. Right. Oh, man, that rum is hitting a little different. Pause. So, Juneteenth is actually starting to catch on around the country with black people more and more. I heard about it when I was stationed in Alaska. Mm. Somebody was like, yo, what you doing? You going to the Juneteenth celebration? I said, what's that? It was like, you don't know?
I was a full adult when I found out what Juneteenth. Like, yeah. I'm talking about like my late 20s.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Me too. Right. And that's the thing. And that's why it's cool because we're starting to recognize that's our Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Because July 4th, 1776... we were, our ancestors were still slaves. Mm-hmm. So how the fuck can you have a document that says all men are created equal written by a slave owner? Fucking Thomas Jefferson. You know what I'm saying?
Pussy.
Yeah. You know, and that's the fucked up bullshit about history. Mm-hmm. You know, but anyway, that's what Juneteenth is. So, you know, celebrate Juneteenth. I put up a flag. I put up my, I have a red, black and green USA flag. Mm-hmm. I put that shit up outside my house. Mm-hmm. I fly that motherfucker. I mean,
you do.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. Put that shit up. But there actually is an official Juneteenth flag.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
It's like, I think it's purple and it has like a symbol, like a star shaped symbol in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
But that's the official Juneteenth flag.
What did like your parents say about Juneteenth?
Nothing. It never was. I'm not gonna say it didn't apply to us, but it wasn't a thing for us. So not in people from Louisiana and Texas, they've always been celebrating it. Mm. It was kind of localized, but then you know as people move, time goes on, it just starts to spread, and so now we realizing like, because I've never liked fucking 4th of July. We don't celebrate 4th of July as independence. No. We just like fireworks and having a day off.
And cookouts. That's cookouts. That's it, bro. I mean, and you know what? if you have like white listeners, I'm very curious of how 4th of July is operated in a white household. Like, is it like a history lesson or is it just like a barbecue like how what we would do?
I'm going to assume that is just a barbecue, but they put up flags, you know, red, white, and blue flags.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My man, Norm would know.
So, I mean, just I just look at it like this. July 4th, 1776, our people were still in bondage. So, that ain't our Independence Day. Nice. So, yeah. June 19th every year. Next up, June is Pride Month. So, let's see. So, June. Here we go. Let's see. LGBT Pride Month occurs in the United States to commemorate the Stonewall Riots, which occurred at the end of June 1969. As a result, many Pride events are held during this month to recognize the impact LGBT people have had in the world. So I started digging into the Stonewall Riots. There's a couple of names that I saw. Marsha Johnson. It's a couple of names. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So yeah, shout out to the LGBTQIA plus
it's
community.
A lot of letters. Shout out to them. Shout out to Kristen, because she would always try to get us to go to Pride events. Well, not events, but Pride in Miami. It's all girl Pride, and that is really like a dope event. They have events throughout the weekend and shit like that. But yeah, shout out to Kristen, because when we finally went, niggas had the time of our lives, dog.
Bruh.
Niggas had the time of our lives.
I was in Atlanta years ago hanging out with my cousin. She's a lesbian. And she was like, "You want to go to a gay club?" I was like, "Oh, fuck yeah." You know what I'm saying? I wasn't tripping. And we got in there, and it was all women. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, "If you feel uncomfortable, you know, we can leave." I was like, "Nah." So I posted up at the bar. She knew the bartender. She was like, "This is my cousin. He's straight, but it's his first time." I was like, You don't have to make that announcement.
I'm gonna let you finish your thought, but I'm going to.
But it was just, God damn, I'm tripping. But it was just like, man, it wasn't nothing. It was just people in the club having a good time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't sitting there like, "Oh my God, I'm in a gay club." And they wasn't sitting here like, "Oh my God, it's a straight guy."
Exactly,
in the gay.
Bro.
Everybody was everybody.
And I think a lot of straight men, they have this thing that like every gay nigga want them, bro. Like, it's not like that, bro. Like, no. It's really not. And I think a lot of that has to come with being
mature?
No, besides being mature, but like being content of who you are as a person.
Confident.
You're never confident. You're not gonna ever think that if you have the confidence.
Right.
If you have the confidence of a straight man, you would never think that. Man. You feel me? Like, these niggas is niggas. Like, and I use the term loosely in a sense of, you know, white men, black men, whatever. But it's like, I don't ever have that issue, bro. Like, I don't ever think like that. You feel me? Like, it's life, bro. Niggas just be taking it too far. Or, "Oh, this nigga did such and such." Like, bro, this nigga ain't touch you. This nigga didn't say nothing out the way to you.
Right.
Like, leave that nigga alone, right, bro. And at that point, it's like, how I always looked at it is like, it's more women out here then. Like, it's more women that's not in a relationship then. Like, yeah. It makes a lot of fucking sense. Like, yeah. So, it's so small-minded.
Yeah, very, very.
Narrow-minded, shall I say, yeah.
But shout out to everybody who's in the LGBTQIA+. And if we forgot any... Body, please forgive us. We're still learning.
Shout out to all of y'all, bro. You got a lot of love from us at the Laptop Chronicles and Baltimore County Forever Podcast.
Definitely.
Man, like, you know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all, because I know y'all are fans of the show. So, shout out to y'all.
Yep. Okay, next up, June is... Now, this is a new one, and I couldn't find anything on it, but still good to talk about. June is Men's Health Month.
Real quick, my man, Bo. He said, "I take mad pictures of gay guys and never been tried. Nothing. I don't trip at all." And as you should. You feel me? Like, bro, especially in a situation like that, bro, it's about the money. Like, yeah, right. You feel me? Ain't nothing. You feel me?
I will say this.
Regular conversations, bro.
Gay dudes know how to party.
Yeah, they do.
Jesus Christ. They go hard.
Yeah, they do. And they don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. Take their shirts off.
Like,
and
yo.
It's like a workout.
It's like, niggas be having the time of their lives, and a lot of niggas will stop that based off of what they do behind closed doors.
Right.
That has nothing to do with me. Nothing. In my Kodak voice. No. Ain't got nothing. I am broke. Nathaniel.
Hey, so, yeah, shout out to you, man, Bo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But yeah, Men's Health Month. I couldn't find anything on it that said it was a specific thing. Somebody probably made it up. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. Speaking of, a friend of mine just started watching the TV show Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think it was like first season, like second or third episode, when like Keith Stanfield's character, he said, "Everything is made up, nigga. Stay woke." That shit changed my life.
I mean,
everything.
He right, though.
Yeah.
Yo, do you like Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Have you watched Flatbush Misdemeanor?
Not yet.
That show is fucking great.
Okay,
yo.
I keep seeing the little commercials
great,
for
yo,
it.
Yo, man,
okay.
Shout out to Weebe on it.
Weebe on it.
And
yep.
I'm sorry, I don't really know your name, but you're always gonna be Weebe because I'm from Baltimore. So, yeah. Like, Weebe on it, funny as shit, bro. They got two episodes right now. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, so Men's Health Month, somebody made it up. Cool, I'm glad you made it up. Men's Health, I don't think they were talking about, I think now there's been a focus for mental health.
Yes.
Especially among men, especially among black men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mistakes, you will make mistakes in life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are carrying the sins of our fathers, the sins of our mothers, and generational curses. And,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? We're starting to figure out, like, I had a deep conversation with moms,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, yo, we got a lot to unpack. I said, I got things to unpack. You got things to unpack. And she brought up something, and she was like, yeah, this, you know, this happened in my life. I said, I know, I remember it. And she was like, damn, you remember that? Yes, that shit affected me. It's mm-hmm. affecting me. So I'm trying to figure out a way to unpack my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know I'm on the physical health stuff.
Facts.
You know, I can do that all day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the mental health affects the emotional health, affects the spiritual health. You just trying to let go of a lot of shit. We all need to focus on that.
I agree.
You know,
definitely.
So don't be afraid to. And real talk, you my guy. We've been rocking since
10 years.
Yep. But the thing is, a lot of us turn to our homies
mm-hmm.
for as like our therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
I don't understand the negative connotation with therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I have therapy every Thursday. Every Thursday.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of when picking a therapist, someone that understands your background.
Mm-hmm.
I have a black woman therapist, and that's because I feel comfortable with that. I mean, I just feel like if we are African Americans, I feel like we should have a therapist that understands the African American struggle.
Yep.
And the day to day of how to operate as a black man or woman.
Yes.
And that's just me, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, probably about a month ago I thought I was done with therapy. I was like, yeah. I'm chill. I really don't need therapy. So I'm like, yeah, we can do it every 2 weeks. Boy, that in between week hella shit happened. Boy, I came back to her, and I was gonna switch my therapist because I was gonna go back to my old therapist. And then I was like, oh fat, oh shit.
Right.
Man, I'm like, nah, we need this every week again. Bring that shit back. We need that shit every week now, bro. And I'm happy as fuck now. Like,
yeah.
Man, shout out to therapy, bro.
Don't be afraid of therapy. You know, I will always shout out G Herbo for what he did and what he said. Buying that empty school
mm-hmm.
and making a space. Because he said we didn't have people growing up helping us. So he's trying to help the younger generation in his community. Mm-hmm. So salute to G Herbo for that. But don't be afraid to go to therapy. Find a therapist, a real therapist. Your barbershop is not your therapist.
No,
not your therapy session.
Them niggas not trained for these kind of conversations, bro. Their training is life situations. But let's be for real, bro. Like, you need somebody with the actual mental capacity that can hold your bullshit.
Yes.
That, and they actually, and I don't know if a lot of people know, like, therapists see a therapist. Like, they have to. Like, yeah. So, because it's a lot of shit to take on somebody else, like, struggles and trauma mm-hmm. and try to sort through that shit to give them help.
Right.
So, like, your homeboy ain't that, bro. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, it's a part of the brotherhood you have with your homeboys
right.
and shit like
right,
that,
right.
your homegirl, shit like that. But in retrospect, bro, somewhere down the line it's not going to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
It might be you telling me all your shit, but you don't know all my shit.
Right.
Or I'm not comfortable telling you my shit.
Right.
You feel me? Like, so that's another thing too, man. Niggas don't. Oh, I thought you left. Niggas don't realize that. Like, that makes a big deal. That's mm-hmm. why you need a trained fucking professional, bro.
Yes. So make that happen. Next up, June is the summer solstice.
What is that? I was definitely about to ask you that.
Let's see. This year, The June solstice occurs on Sunday, June 20th, marking the start of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Here's everything you need to know. Bong, bong, bong. All right. Let's see. In the Northern Hemisphere, the June solstice, summer solstice, occurs when the sun travels along its northernmost path in the sky. This marks the astronomical start of summer in the northern half of the globe, and the summer half in the southern hemisphere is opposite. So basically, it's the longest day of the year in the summertime.
Really?
Yeah. Which
does it change?
Yeah, okay. It changes with like the spin of the Earth and astronomy and all that. But the cool shit is, I kind of got to witness this, bro. If you ever get to anybody. If you're watching this, if you're listening to it, if you ever get the chance, go to Alaska, mm-hmm. Especially in Anchorage, because there's a mountain range close by, and the sun will dip behind the mountains and come up. But like, so people think, oh, you know, sun is up all day or it's dark all day. What happens is the sun will come up for like on June 20th, like it says right here, in 2021, the June solstice happens on Sunday, June 20th at 11:32 p.m. So pretty much at 11:32 p.m., the sun is still up, because that's the, in Alaska, the way it sits on the earth, mm-hmm. It just like the sun is always there. It's the coolest shit ever, man, walking out of club at like 11:30, like the sun will like kind of dip down to do like this, boop, come right back up.
So it's like, what the like? All right, let's use that. You walking out of the club, you like, fuck it,
sun is up.
What y'all trying to do?
We would be barbecuing at 2 a.m, like because the sun was up. I remember one time I sent, I think I was at work. It was like 5 a.m. I sent my mom a picture. And I said, Mom, what time do you think it is? She was like, oh, it's about 9:30. I said, nope, it's 5 a.m. She said, what? I said, yeah. Like, that's how bright it is.
That's fire.
It'd be like this, like 9:30, 10 at night.
I would like to go there.
Yeah, check it out.
See,
right? Like,
it says Laptop Chronicles.
Is it doing? Take your macaroot, your himbe. Doing.
Shout out to Jabrosa's juice.
He cleaned your taste better.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, so check that out. Summer solstice this year. All right. Next up, June is Father's Day.
Shout out to all the fathers, you included.
Thank you.
Definitely
Thank
your
you.
Dad.
Thank you.
Definitely your father.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's a father.
They got spiders in Alaska.
I didn't see
any. My man Tracy said they got big ass spiders.
I know they got big ass moose.
A moose?
Bruh, they will fuck you up too.
Is it mooses?
Oh.
Meese? Moose meese? Alaska Miska Mickey Mouse.
Fuck.
Is it moose meese? Nah, for real. Is it mooses? Meese? Nah, nigga, you ain't no diva, nigga. Is it mooskins?
I think it's just moose.
Nah, nigga, look that
we
shit up.
All right, we gonna check the Googles. Let's see.
Oh, he said that was the wrong place.
Oh, he talking about Australia.
My
bruh, them fucking big ass spiders, bruh. I seen a dude in a picture pick up a spider by the leg. That motherfucker was like this long, bro. They said shit in Australia is different.
I'm good. What the fuck they eating out there?
Steroids, apparently.
Yeah, he said he's talking about Australia.
What is the plural of moose? It's the first. So apparently we're not the only ones who've had this question.
Nah, they need answers. Mooses, nieces. Right,
let's see. Nieces. The only correct plural of moose is moose.
So if you have multiple moose, you say I got moose. Ah, that makes sense.
I see four moose.
That's yo, that really makes sense when you said it. Like,
okay, all right.
I got four moose.
Mysteries?
I got four meese. I got four meese. Nah, that's funny.
Oh shit.
Nah, that's hilarious.
Okay.
I got four moose. Four I got moose. Four meese.
Oh man.
Mooses.
Mooses. Fuck.
Yo.
Oh shit. All right. So yeah, so Father's Day. Man. Out. Shout out to Norm, Vic, Huss, you know, all the dads in the world, all the positive dads in the world.
Yeah,
you and your kids' life, you know what I'm saying? Every day you're making it happen. Shout out to you. And uncles, brothers, you know what I'm saying, granddads, all that. So next up, this is relatively new. I've never heard of it in this way, but I can go into that too. So June is Soul Food Month. I don't know how new this is, but National Soul Food Month. Let's see, history of it. Let's see. Close that tab. Come on, there we go. Let's see, her name is Sharla Draper, founded National Soul Food Month in 2001 to celebrate the rich history of soul food. On a side note, jump on Netflix and check out a series called High on the Hog.
Oh, we watched the first episode.
Yeah, me too. Definitely check that out, because soul food, aka black people food, is American history, whether it be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, excuse me, the one thing they always say is, oh, you know, you're black, you're pre-diabetic, you're born with high blood pressure, this and that. But a lot of it is just stuff we've inherited from, or food traits we've inherited from our parents, who inherited from their parents and their parents, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing that's great about, I've you know, observed about the history of black people of African descent, not just in the United States, but in the Western Hemisphere, is our ability to create meals and food and
from nothing,
from shit, from literal shit, you know, aka chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
you eat chitlin?
No. Right. I smelled chitlins once and I was good.
How the fuck do y'all?
Oh my god! I mean, I went to my man's house. Shout out to my man Tricky Trey. I went to my man's house for Thanksgiving when I was in college, and his grandmother's house, and I walked in, and you know the smell. Like, you know that smell.
A 2-pack of ass.
Hey, bruh. And I was like, that shit smacked me in the nose. That shit got every nose hair. Like, oh, we gonna fuck you up. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, I smell like doo-doo.
Ooh. But, you know, his whole family was there. The vibe was cool. And everybody was going around saying what they were thankful for. And as soon as grandma...
I ain't need them to see my balls. I try to cross my legs. And I was like, "Dad, you might see my balls on the side."
Don't worry. Hold on. I got something for that. Pause.
What? Nigga?
You'll see. We're gonna We're gonna put a pin in that. But shout out. Yeah. So his grandmother got to her being the matriarch of the family. She said her prayer, and as soon as she said amen, everybody made a line for the chitlin pot. And it was a line in his granny's house at the chitlin, but it was like me and his cousin stuck at the table with the rest of the food. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going in. But yeah, even oxtails. Oxtails were a form of like throw out food, trash food that the people of African descent in Jamaica turned into a delicacy.
Don't want to sound stupid, but what are oxtails from? An ox.
But you know what? I ain't gonna hold you. I was taught that. Shout out to Tej. She taught me that, because I think her half her family is Jamaican.
Uppity nigga. That nigga looked at me like,
but
ox. You ain't know. Again.
each one teach one.
Yeah, nigga. Learning is our foundation. I fucking know.
Yeah, you know that.
This nigga tripping, bro.
So yeah, I had to, I didn't grow up eating.
We got Norm on a lie.
Oh shit. So yo, yeah, shout out to Tej for teaching me about oxtails, and I teach the homie about oxtails. I think I've had oxtails for the first time this year.
I never had oxtails, and by that time that I started really eating Jamaican food, I found the good Jamaican. Shout out to Kingston, Philly, and Philly. It's some like
they give you that big ass thing. Of,
that motherfucking jerk salmon. Oh my God, shout out the Caribbean Feast too.
The fucking container be bending.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Oh, with the sauce, put the sauce all over. I go dummy with my left. They do the. I get the jerk salmon with the rice and peas and the mac and cheese and the cabbage. Boy, smoke! I can't wait to get that next week.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm. Yeah, but yo, you know,
it's amazing.
Another interesting fact that I learned is that rice was not indigenous to this side of the world.
Okay.
And so what some people would do in Africa is they would braid rice into, I'm not sure about the history of it, I got to look into it, but they would, if they knew that they were going to be captured or they knew that they were going to be sent away from Africa, they would braid rice into their hair.
I feel like I learned that in one of the slave kind of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
Like, and then learning about the history of yams and sweet potatoes.
Rice. Rice Chinese. Huh? Chinese, right?
What?
I don't know. It's no.
Wait,
just keep on going. Keep going.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So watch High on the Hog. And then at the same time, I kind of feel some kind of way because shout out to Chef E. Shout out to my homie Edric, one of the best chefs in Detroit. She is building a better food network in Detroit. Like eating better, you know, better habits. Like we're more aware of what we eat now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shit Vegans Eat. You know what I'm saying? You know, we eat less meat, more plants. Bruh, Slutty Vegan.
Yo, yes, talk about that, bro. Niggas supposed to be in Atlanta this weekend. I gotta figure that out, bro. I got to, bro.
So I went to the one in Jonesboro.
Okay, how far is that from the city?
It's a good little bop.
Okay.
Cause I'm always out in college. I'm on the south side of College Park.
So you by the airport?
Behind the airport.
Okay, all right.
I'm close to like
Riverdale Flock.
So when my niece was like, yo, we going to Slutty Vegan, I'm like, oh, we gotta go into the city, like line gonna be around. She's like, nah, it's 10 minutes up the road.
Oh, I was just about to ask you how far that was.
So
that's 10 minutes from her?
10 minutes from her. Okay. She's about 15 minutes from downtown.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
If there's no traffic. Atlanta traffic can be a motherfucker.
I haven't had like a real experience with Atlanta traffic that I become annoyed.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Like, yeah. So it's like it's doable traffic.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
but man. Yeah, if you coming out the airport, man, it take you about maybe 20, 25 minutes to get there.
How much of the hotels be expensive over there? I probably should have checked over there. Cause I was just checking like Atlanta in general. We probably would have went if I had checked that shit.
But it's so many fucking areas, man. You got stuff in Gwinnett County, Cobb County, all over the fucking place. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Stace.
Yeah, shout out to Stace, Big City Stace. I had a burger called Sloppy Toppy.
Very fitting for this podcast.
But that's the whole shit. So you get a burger, like there's a burger called One Night Stand. You get a drink, there's a drink called the Cougar.
Slutty Vegan.
Yes.
Okay. What did your burger have?
Was it
a Beyond Meat burger?
Everything is plant-based.
Uh-huh.
It was there's porn.
Up there's porn. Yeah.
Let's see. My burger, I know it had jalapenos. Bum 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 bum. But it's cool though because you go in there and the guy who took our order, He was like, is this y'all first time here? I was like, yeah. He's like, where y'all from? I was like, Baltimore. We got Baltimore in the house. Hey, like every
that's fire.
Every person that comes in, he asks you where you from, and he give you a shout out. Everybody in the back be like, yo. And then
That's love.
Yeah.
That's pure.
It's us.
Yeah.
It's us. You know what I mean? Damn. And that's why we need our own spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It was just like I expected them to be like, hey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they make your food, they bring it out, they be like, yo, oh, I got a burger for Corey. You be like, I'm right here. Here's your burger, slut.
Here's your burger, slut.
Yeah.
It's kinda like the spot in Miami called something bitches.
Yeah, yeah, where they be like kinda cussing at you
and
shit.
Yeah, that we went there. It's not bad, boy. They made the shit out of one of those drinks for us when we went to Miami. It's something bitches. But we ain't gonna talk about that because it's not black owned.
So I had the one night stand, plant-based patty loaded with vegan bacon, vegan cheese, caramelized onions, lettuce, tomato, and slut sauce.
Slut sauce.
Yo, shout out to Brooklyn 99. That's my favorite show. There was an episode about slut wings. Anyways, funny episode.
What did the sauce taste like?
I'll be honest, it's kind of sweet.
Okay, like sweet and sour, like a tangy.
No, like maybe a tangy.
Okay.
But it was really good. They have the one night stand. Oh no, I take that back. That was the one night stand. I had the sloppy toppy, which has jalapenos. They have the fussy hussy, the super slut.
They're on a roll.
Huh? The whole boy. But hoe, because it's shrimp tossed in New Orleans style batter, hoe is spelled H-E-A-U-X.
I see what they did there. Right. I'm going to New Orleans for Lauren's birthday, actually. But.
They got a menage a trois, dance hall queen, the chicken head, the side hoe. Hollywood hooker is
Hollywood hooker.
Yeah, it's cool, man. They got slutty slushies. I had one of those slutty fries. So yeah, the vibe is really fucking cool. So go check that out. But what the fuck were we talking about? Oh, eating. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, we're eating different. Not to say that soul food is bad. It's just we realize that eating shit that's cooked in a can of lard is not good on your arteries. It's not good for your skin. It's not good for anything. So we've gotten away from eating the shittier foods that we have been brought up to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not our fault. It's not our parents' fault. It's just what grandma cooked for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what great grandma cooked for your grandma.
That's all they knew.
Right. But watch High on the Hog. Go get some soul food. Check out the soul food spots in whatever city you're in. You know, I'm a part-time vegan. I have no problem going somewhere and getting some fried chicken, yams, and some collard greens. I love collard greens.
I like cabbage over collard greens.
It depends. It definitely depends. Let me see. What else? My notes. June is Black Music Month. That is definitely our shit. More like this shit. Because, let's see, Black Music Appreciation Month is an annual celebration of African American music in the United States. It was initiated as Black Music Month by President Jimmy Carter on June 7th, 1979. He decreed that June would be the month of Black music. So, once again, Black culture is American culture. Black history is American history. Black music history is American history. Whether it's Charlie Pride being the first Black country music star. Shout out to...
You don't get enough credit.
There's another guy right now. His name is Jimmy Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And I only know him from another homie of mine named Shane. That's his homeboy. But Jimmy Allen is blowing up in the country music world. And he's Black. You know what I'm saying?
Love to see it, man. Give him a clap if you can. Because that's well deserved.
Yes, well deserved. Shout out to, you know, I remember Fishbone as the one of the first Black rock groups.
Hmm.
Which is, I mean, that's a 90s group. They were on Arsenio Hall. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, who else? I mean, just everything. And it's not so much, even though we're talking about the idea of blackness in the United States, it's definitely encapsulated, big word, bing.
I'm looking for context clues.
And like reggaeton. And reggae and samba and salsa and the music of the Black Colombians. You know, if you go to Panama and Colombia, like, bruh, like everybody down there is black, especially on the coast of like Colombia. Like, I went down there and people was coming up to me speaking Spanish because everybody down there is black. You know what I'm saying? So Black Music Month and all of that kind of feeds into what we consider black music. Like Pop Smoke was Panamanian.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And shout out to D Smoke, who raps in Spanish.
Yeah. Shout out to D Smoke. Right. Shout out to I probably fuck around listening to his music and actually like it. I just
I know.
Shout out to him.
But yeah, you know, you know, sorry. Shout out to everybody in Canada who, you know, rappers in Canada besides Drake.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Drake.
Shout out to Cardinal Official. Oh. That's my motherfucking nigga, dog. Oh, my. That album that had Set It Off, it had the song with Dream on it. And I know you want to give me some, and I want to, la, 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 la. That was a, oh, man, what was the name of that album?
It was like his second album, wasn't it?
Nah, that, I'm talking about the album that he had with on Akon label, Cardinal Official. Not for sale. It, Rihanna was it was hella people on that joint. Rihanna, the Clips, and that Clips record initially had Wayne on it too. I don't know what happened, but it didn't. I don't know. Maybe one day Cardinal could tell that story or whatever. But Akon, The Dream, Rihanna, T-Pain. T-Pain's on crazy. Glenn Lewis is on there. And I think Glenn Lewis is from Canada.
I think so.
Yeah, Glenn Lewis. Estelle, Akon again. Sean Paul is on there too.
Yo, my favorite. I always knew.
Listening to that today.
I always knew that I would have a scenario. Remember Sean Paul's video, Sexy Ladies, one of that, with the shit in the basement? I always wanted to go to a party like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop banging on the damn furnace.
Yo, that's my shit. You know my favorite Sean Paul song? Like Glue. I don't really care what people say.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't really watch what I didn't want to do.
Here we go.
I might have to put this one up too. And number two. I know I don't sound like it, but listen. If it, like, I just wish, as I gotten older, I wish we were Jamaican. I just wish. Like, the culture, Jamaican culture is just, any island culture, other than just being regular black, is, like, so cool to me. And I noticed that as I got older and appreciate the times of me going to New York ever since I was a kid and then coming in contact with people of different cultures, like Stacey. Stacey's Haitian. Huss is Jamaican. Shout out to my nigga Suki. Suki is a Haitian. Shout out to all the Zoes. You feel me? Like, but just like, it's just so cool, bro. Right. Anyway, I digress. I'm sorry.
Right. And it's you know, I found I got a meme somewhere in my Instagram deep in there, and it's a picture of like SpongeBob, or no, it's a picture of Squidward. He's looking out the window, and SpongeBob and Patrick are like walking. They happy, and, like. Squidward kind of looks like he wants to be there, and it said like we're Black Americans are Squidward, and we're watching all the Caribbean people walk around with their flags,
fun,
and we don't have a flag.
Oh my god! It's like they be having fucking.
Shout
fun.
Out to DR, Puerto Rico, all them places I went, and I'm like, yo, like where all these niggas come from? And I'm like, wait a minute,
nigga,
you know. But that's me and my ignorant thinking, but. Yeah, like the stuff that we see on TV, who they portray to us as, you know, Colombian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, is all of that is rooted in history, especially the issue of, you know, Haitians and Dominicans on the island. That's crazy. But, you know, all of that's rooted in music. And I saw a video. I got to find it. I'm going to show it to you. From this British historian recorded this video in 1959 in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And it was a bunch of people
them
in the
dancing.
Circle.
You them, showed me. Yeah, okay. You showed me when we was when we were still recording at your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I remember
okay.
you showing me that.
Yo, that shit was wild. It like, there was breakdancing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's history.
Just
you
having
know what
fun,
I mean?
Bro.
So, June is Black Music Month, you know, and it's not just Black American Music Month, you know, it's, you know, we're talking, there's a black singer of Tejano music, which is Mexican, from like music from Mexico. Mm-hmm. She was born in L.A. She was adopted by a family, and they moved her back to Mexico. So she's black, mm-hmm. but she grew up speaking Spanish, like in Mexican culture, and she became a singer. Mm-hmm. And she sings Tejano music. And she's catching wreck for that, too. They're like, yo, can't sing. She was like, why not? This is my culture.
White people rap. Black people do country music. What's the difference?
Right.
White people do soul music. Mexican people do soul music. It is what it is, bro.
Shout out to Choco.
Who?
You know, the black guy who puts up, yo, he's funny as shit.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Choco, man. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what June. Oh, you were saying something.
Shout out to Fatima. She's bilingual.
Oh, yeah. I think the my homie Lolo is too, and ironically they know each other.
Look at that.
Yeah. I'm trying to learn Spanish, French, and Portuguese.
Lauren was learning French. I don't remember. I think she still is actually, but she definitely was when I was last year. I think.
And the reason I'm trying to learn is I want to connect with different cultures, mm-hmm. but they're all like based, the colonial powers, which, you know, Spain, Portugal, and France, mm-hmm. Some of these countries, they speak the language. I think we talked about it. Mm-hmm. They speak the language of their colonizers. Mm-hmm. So they still have their native languages, you know, tribal languages and all of that, but they also speak another language, mm-hmm. which is either French, Spanish, or Portuguese.
That's what we were trying to figure out in the Bahamas.
I think that's mainly English.
Yeah, but they
it's like, and then there's a form of like pidgin English. Mm-hmm. Like in Jamaica, they have patois.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man T. he's like, he went to Woodlawn. He was like, yeah, when I moved here, everybody's making fun of my accent. Da 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 da. But yo, he's cool as shit, man. So that's all of the things that June is. You know, June is a heavy month. So celebrate it all, man. Celebrate it all. So we're going to move on to some news. And this is a wild one, yo. So people always wonder, like, how do I come up with some of the shit that I come up with? It finds me. And here's what I found. So, you ready?
No.
Yeah, okay. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not giving out financial advice. I will say, learn the stock market, become financially literate. Whether, you know, it takes you a month, a year, whatever, learn how to save your money, build your money, build your wealth, learn cryptocurrency. And with that, I will say that there is a cryptocurrency called CumRocket. I am not making this shit up. This stuff literally finds me. So
shout out to CumRocket. People. Oh God.
But here it is. It's so if you go to cumrocket.io, the deflationary DeFi token disrupting the adult industry. And you can buy things called, they're called cummies.
Oh God. Cummies.
Let's see. Let me go to the. Okay, so when it comes to cryptocurrencies, there's like a lot of them, and you have to, you definitely have to be careful. You know, invest wisely, do your research, get on YouTube, and you'll find different resources. Talk to people, learn from people. But they have these things called white papers, and the white papers are an explanation of what that cryptocurrency is, because they all do different things. So CumRocket is a deflationary token that operates on the Binance Smart Chain, meaning there are virtually, we're going to skip down a little bit. Let's see. CumRocket's main goal is to tap into the porn industry and provide a novel 18 plus NFT marketplace where users will be able to buy, sell, swap, and collect exclusive 18 and over content, as well as a platform that creators can charge for private content where they get paid in crypto and tipped in cummies or scummies. It's a dollar sign that says cummies. So like we said earlier, it's the digital age.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's pretty fucking genius.
It is. It is. Everything can be used with this crypto and NFTs.
Right. So
you could turn this into an NFT.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's pretty fucking dope that there is now a lane for digital digital exchange of currency for adult things.
That's wild as fuck.
Right.
I would have never,
me neither.
Expect anything from people.
I just so happened to be an investors group. And I'm learning slowly what a lot of things they talk about, and somebody posted this, and I was like, oh shit, okay. So yeah, like I say, big disclaimer, we're not financial advisors. I'm not a financial advisor. Do your homework. But yes, there is a market for crypto. Is that porn?
No.
Oh, it sounded like,
I think it's somebody else.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so check that out. All right, here we go. This is what I've been waiting for. So one of the things I always talk about is getting your balls waxed. So we recently had a raffle at the Laptop Chronicles. Corey doesn't know. And the reason he doesn't know, because there was only one name entered, and it was his name. And guess what? He won. Tell him what he's won, Johnny. You, sir, are the winner of one free Manzillion, courtesy of Jennifer at Wax Chic Boutique. Any date of your choosing, you can slide on over there and you can get your balls waxed.
Hey, thank you. Shout out to Wax
Chic Boutique.
Wax Chic Boutique. 100. Oh man. 10,080 Ricestown Road, Suite 102, Owens Mills, Maryland 2117. Oh, located. Whoa. So how does this work? Like, how do you get your balls waxed? I gotta strip naked.
No, you take your pants off. You know, you get on there.
I hold my dick.
No.
I let my dick loose.
Yeah. It's a professional service, sir.
I know, which is more of a reason I'm like, do I hold my dick? Like,
I mean, you
this is wild. This is wild.
Like I was in there last night. That's why I was like, I was in there last night, man. We was talking about TV shows and we was talking about Snowfall.
And while your dick is out.
Yeah, she's you'll thank me later.
So she like shaving a little or
nah. You
keep the jungle fied and then she just do it?
I mean, I've always been
cut it down.
I've always been a trimmer.
Okay.
Right. So it would get to a point and I would be like, all right, let me go mow the lawn around the tree.
Uh-huh.
So when I went so when I went to see her the first time, it wasn't that bad. So she was just kind of like, all right, cool, you know. And then I usually go maybe once a month. This time I went. That's why I wish Lauren this day. I was like, oh, bet. But this is going to be a great surprise. Lauren, you're welcome.
Wow. No one has ever done this for me.
Hey, there's a first time for everything.
All right, see. Nigga went too far, bro. Like, niggas never know when to stop. This is... Yo, man. Shout out to her.
We
going to see what this is about.
I'll take you up there and be like, hey.
I don't need a chaperone, nigga.
I'm just saying.
You got to introduce me. Hey.
But she's hella cool, bro. She's hella cool. And I already told her, I was like, look, my man is coming his first time. She was like, I got him. I'll take care of him. She good people, man.
I'm going to be like this in a corner.
No.
But it's going to hurt.
It's going to be a little stinging, but. It's not going to
be like 40-year-old virgin and come out with half my balls waxed.
No, okay, Carsten.
No, all right, gotta go. But we didn't get the other side. Fuck this other side. It ain't working anyway.
Hey yo, this is so. Stay tuned because we are definitely going to
talk about my first wax experience.
Yes.
Oh.
And if you want to, Lauren can go with you.
Okay. I hope so.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yo, she
Kodak,
oh, and one thing she said, I'll give you the link for her
appointment setup.
Mm-hmm. But she fills up quick. Like she's good.
Oh, she's
but she said
nice with it.
If she fills up, you can hit her up and like she usually has her bookings till like 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But I always hit her up like, yo, can you squeeze me in? She's like, yeah, come at 8. Uh-huh. So if you want to go on a certain day and time and it's not available, just let her know and she'll create some space for you.
This is intense.
That is what we do.
It's not.
So yo, I have been waiting. I have been waiting and waiting. Oh my God, this is gonna be great. So yo, oh man. All right, we about to get up out of here. So, let's see. Shout out to the Pod Squad. Huss, Norm, Stace, Vic. Shout out to, I don't want to get their names wrong. I think it's Sip, Smoke and Sip Podcast.
I feel like I follow them on IG.
Yeah, I think we both follow them. But they cool, man. Two guys from down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Yeah, Smoke and Sip Podcast, man. Them dudes, man. They great guys. Great podcast, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody ducking these fucking cicadas, bro. I got hit in the face with one yesterday, and I was done.
Yeah. Is that door closed? Is it open?
I think it's open. Yeah, it's open.
I thought she closed it.
Yeah, I got hit in the face with a cicada yesterday, and I was like on Family Guy. Done.
Facts.
I was out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you drink water. Drink a lot of water. It's summertime. It's hot. It's 90 degrees today. It's hot. Mm. Moisturize. Use coconut oil. Hey! Right on time. We're going to back this up a little bit. Can we tell her?
Nah.
Nah? Is it going to be a surprise?
Surprise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So drink water. Drink lots of water. Eat clean. You taste better. Eat lots of fruit. You know what I'm saying? If you in Baltimore, D.C. area, check out Jabrosa Juice on Instagram. Follow him wherever he goes. Get his juices. His juices are great. What you got?
Shout out to everybody that's supporting us, man.
Besides the state of shock.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody, man. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, yes.
But our subscribers are going up on the channel as well, and I appreciate it, man. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube channel and check out both podcasts. Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all. Thanks.
Yo, and speaking of that, I because, you know, I don't read the comments. I don't look at the subscribers, none of that. So I finally got on the Anchor website or the Anchor page, and I'm looking at the listeners. Bruh, Cambodia, Switzerland, Japan,
it's happening,
India,
man. In God's timing, bro.
Australia. Shout out to everybody around the world listening to us, man. Thank you. It's weird that y'all are listening to me talk about getting my balls waxed, and you know, you know what I'm saying. But thank you, much love, much appreciation, man. We gonna keep rocking with this, and we out. Oh, shit. Oh.